Hi, friends, and welcome to the Universal Sisterhood podcast. We're hoping to create a place where women can delve deeper, lift their gaze higher, live freer, laugh louder, smile brighter, and be the authentic woman she was designed to be. Every human heart has been created to be seen, known, and loved. So this is the place where women can share their story. Welcome to episode 111. In today's episode, I chat with Ali from Sweaty Saints. She has started something really beautiful this Lent, and I have joined, and I would love each and every one of you to be part of it. I know we're already a week into Lent, but that's not to say that you can't start this. Lent doesn't have a use-by date or a cut-off date. You can begin any day. Let's make this Lent something different. Ali challenges us in faith and fitness, and I want to challenge you in your approach to Lent. Let's see if we can approach Lent differently this year. What if you saw Lent through a different lens? Not the lens of a checklist, ticking off things that we should be doing, more prayer, more fasting, harder prayer, harder fasts. Let's change our lens of Lent this year. How about we approach Lent, these 40 days, not as a time of deprivation, but a time to reshape our entire year, a time to reshape our entire relationship with Jesus and with ourselves. How about this year, instead of adding more to-dos, let's allow Jesus to be enough. Let's allow ourselves to encounter him more personally this Lent. This can really only be done if we set aside time to pray, to look at him, to put ourselves in the line of his gaze. We often find Jesus when we serve others, so maybe let's try and serve others more this Lent. Let's walk through this Lenten season, through this desert time, with the intention of finding Jesus. And when we find him, to ask him to change our hearts. Let's use faith and fitness this 40 days as a perfect launch pad for this encounter. Ali has created this beautiful challenge that is sent directly to your inbox. A little video, a little audio. She has time for reflection, time for prayer, and time for movement. And Jesus meets us in all three of those things. As Pope Francis said at the beginning of Lent, Lent comes providentially to awaken us, to shake us from our lethargy. Let's stop being lethargic and let's use these 40 days, not that we have 40 left anymore, but what we have left of Lent, to move closer to the one that loves us. I read this little quote from Antoine de Saint-Exupéry. Is that how you say his name? Who wrote The Little Prince? And he says, "What makes the desert beautiful is that somewhere it hides a well. And you, my friend, you have a deep, deep well that can only be filled up with more of Jesus." So let's find him this Lenten season. Let's dig deep in that well. All right. Welcome to the podcast, Ali.
Thank you. Before for having me again.
You're welcome. You're an old timer. I think is it three times? Is this your third?
Sure, actually.
It could be.
I should warn people that my brain is already mushed. So
don't ask me about dance. Before we dive into the conversation, I would love for you to tell the listeners who you are and what your life looks like right now.
Yeah, sounds good. So I'm Alyssa Morgado now. I got married 2 years ago almost, so 2020, July. We had a honeymoon baby, and yeah, been loving the life of motherhood, and currently back in Australia visiting the family, and so we'll be returning back to Canada tomorrow to the husband after a month of vacation in the sunshine.
I am so grateful for your generosity, because you do, as you say, fly out tomorrow. And it was a last minute decision, but I jumped on and text you to see if you could inspire, to encourage and to guide the listeners through Lent this season. We are in the season of Lent, and you have started something that has come to my attention, and it is truly beautiful. So I would love for you to explain what it is, go through it, and hopefully encourage the listeners to join up.
Yeah, sure.
If it's not too much. The back end of websites and things like that are very difficult.
Yeah, that sounds great. So I guess I can just start a little bit from last year, how it came about. So our ministry that me and my two cousins started is called Sweaty Saints Ministry. And so we do a variety of different things. The whole point is to evangelize through our mind, body, and soul. So it's this really holistic approach that we're wanting to encourage people that it's, the importance is, yes, our soul, but our bodies are a temple of the Holy Spirit as well. And that's, I guess, why we felt called to bring the fitness aspect of things. Me and my cousins love just the health journey. We've been university athletes as well. And so it's always been something that has been a big part of our lives. And the thing is, Christ has also been a huge part of our lives, and just growing deeper and deeper closer to his heart these last few years as well. And so we decided to do something about it. And that's how Sweaty Saints came about. So we've been doing live events of community, I guess, fellowship. We start off in prayer. We'll do a bit of fitness, either a relay or a workout all together, and then do a potluck. So the point of that as well is to support another local missionary or missionary friends that we've had abroad. So the purpose is to give back and to share the love of Christ, I guess, that we have. And through that, I mean, we've done several things. You can find out through our website. I won't go too much in depth about that. But what came about last year, because I think, I don't even know what year we started. Like I said,
It wasn't when you were here.
No, it was
definitely before you got married.
Probably 2019.
Yeah. I always need like a landmark. For me, it's the birth of a child. Like, I think, who was the baby at that point? And then I can work out what year it was.
I guess the whole thing is kind of funny, because it's been really a mustard seed when it started. And we didn't really know what we were doing. And we're still like, it's definitely more concrete now as to what he's called us to do. But we're three cousins, or like, they're my two cousins and their sisters, Jude and Chantal. We're all in very different seasons of life. And so trying to collaborate and make something work all together has been, has its own seasons in itself, right? And so last year, we felt called to do something pretty last minute about the Lent season. And we just kind of came together and was like, we'll offer a program. And with the time frame that we had, we didn't have enough time, because she's a mom of four, Chantal, also a personal trainer. She's the one with all the knowledge. I'm just there, like, let's do it.
You've got the drive.
Yeah. Well, sort of. I try to. Christ is definitely, the Holy Spirit is the one driving me. It's like, please give me the perseverance to do it. But yeah, so we did a program. It was just an e-guide last year.
And heavens opened up.
And what we did
was, so an e-guide, so it was just so.
Yeah, it was more like, it was, everything was laid out through one email.
So a PDF. So,
yeah, it was like a PDF to follow. And we did have videos, but it was just short clips of what to do in the, for the exercises, and it looked more like more of a 10-minute thing. And it was a really small group that did it, and I'm in a way, I'm happy because it was the first time we were going through this, and so a lot of the feedback we got was like they wish that they could just click a video and follow.
Mm-hmm.
Which well, I get
you follow,
it.
You follow through.
Yeah. So this year we were wanting to do that, and it's open to anyone, but we know that most people that sign up, all the women that have signed up, all the people that have signed up are women. And so, yeah, we had started bringing up the idea again after Christmas, and my cousin, who's the personal trainer, just at one point said it just felt like too much for her at the time. And I was like, sure, let's not do it. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with not doing this because I knew that I was getting ready to come to Australia. Yeah. And I know that my husband is very capable to take care of himself, but I felt like I needed to prep a lot of things before leaving. And it's just, yeah, the busyness of family and community as well. So I was like, okay, maybe God's calling us out of this, and that's fine. I'm totally okay with that.
I'm more than okay.
Yeah. And I had the day off in my brain of like, I'm just going to like not think about it anymore. And we'll just see what the next thing comes about. And it was the next day that I was nursing, and I spend a lot of time with my baby rocking her. And so it was just kept coming up in my heart. And I was like, no, I can't do this. I can't do this by myself. And the thing is, I just felt like, yeah, not to over-spiritualize everything, but it was more so the Holy Spirit just throughout the months as well. It wasn't just like in that moment. I felt like he was speaking to me, but it was more so through prayer and just meditation that was like, keep things simple.
Mm.
And I love Saint Thérèse. And she's been a big part of my life these last few years. And her way is the little way. And so I guess that's what I started doing, was just think small. like stop trying to think about the big picture.
Yeah.
You don't need to know all the details right now.
Yeah.
You just need to begin. And to obey to that call. And
yeah.
So I guess that's how it started, in a dark room with my nursing my child.
Lots of things start in the dark.
Oh, I bet. yeah. So this year, what happened was, I was like, I'm going to start small. I'm just going to start doing a plan.
Mm.
And what that looked like was more... one challenge, one movement every day. So it's always starting with prayer. And like from the feedback, we knew that people wanted videos and not necessarily a program, like a PDF. So we have these videos that always begin with prayer.
Hmm.
And I challenge people to have their Bible with them at that time. And then to also take the time to do their own kind of Lectio Divina with the passage that of the day.
Hmm.
And followed by that is then the fitness. So because I wanted to keep things simple and simple, and I'm not a personal trainer, I was like, what can I do actually in this my time frame, and trying to invite, because I knew I was going to be in Australia, trying to invite my mom or my sister to join me in that. Yeah, in this challenge. And I just came up with, I guess, one movement per day.
Yeah.
And to focus on that. We don't need to overcomplicate health.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to overcomplicate movement. You could stick with one movement and do it as long as you can.
Yeah.
Get your heart rate up, and that's great. So I guess that's what ended up happening. And my thought was, because of the Lenten season, just trying to focus on the crucifixion as well before celebrating the resurrection, was to have it day by day become a bit harder. And so instead of offering like 10 minutes, you need to do this every day, it's like, how about you begin with a good habit?
Hmm.
You know, start with just this 1 minute for this day. And the next day is something new, but it's still something simple.
Like a star jump.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So, and then...
I found that actually refreshing. Because, you know, with Lent, it's the beginning of Lent, like a New Year's resolution, you kind of aim big, aim high, and then it becomes quite overwhelming.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, this is fit. Is it Fitness 40? Is that what?
Yeah. So it's, I should have said what it's called.
Is that what it's called?
The Lenten Faith and Fitness.
Faith and Fitness. Challenge. The FAF.
Yeah, FNF.
Yeah. Right. I just thought, yeah, Fitness for 40. But I thought, oh, do I want to do that? Like, I'm already. This year, I've like taken a step back because I flog my body. You know, I used to whip it into submission, and I'm being a lot more. My word for the year last year was gentle, and I my word for the year this year is surprise. Anyway, okay. when I got the email and it was fitness, and I thought, oh. Maybe it's going to be really hard. And I thought, no, I'm just going to, I'll listen to it. And it was such a beautiful consolation to me that it was by honouring your body in a tender way. But it has progressively got a little bit more challenging, which is fine.
Yeah.
It's just a little bit at a time. It's not a big thing. It's manageable.
And I think that word as well scares people. The fitness, like the faith and fitness, they're like, not for me, you know. And I get it. It's like not everyone is into the big aspect of fitness, but like I guess what we're trying to get to is just the importance of taking care of our bodies. And
well, you do it really well.
Thank you.
So well done.
Very kind.
No, it's wonderful. I think also when you were saying, getting back to starting small, this mustard seed, I had in prayer this morning, and I've written it right here. When we feel overwhelmed, it's because we think of all the things we have to do without Christ. But with him, we can do anything. We just take the next right step.
Absolutely. Yeah. Surrender.
Yeah.
Which is my word of Lent.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's also Father, the Hallow. What is Father, not Father Mike Schmitz, Mark Wahlberg and Jonathan Rumi are doing a Lent.
Okay.
And it's all on surrender.
Oh, really? Yeah. There you go. I had no idea.
keep going. Sorry.
No, that's okay. That's all right. So that's what the program looks like. And the nice thing about it, we like the faith and fitness, but we know that we need community. And the support of persevering. And that's what our motto is about with Sweaty Saints, is from Ephesians 6:10, to stand strong. But it's hard to do that on your own. We can't do that on our own. We know, like, Christ gave us community, and he had his disciples, you know, helping him. Well, he didn't need their help, but
he
demonstrated that that's
good to rely on.
Exactly. Exactly. And so with that, we started a support group chat through WhatsApp. So if you have the WhatsApp app.
So is it alive?
Yeah, I added you to it, but you're not getting my messages.
No.
Just the good old technology difficulties.
The enemy does not want us to connect, but we got around it.
Yes, absolutely. So that's been really nice. It's just a place to share if you're struggling or if you have any prayer intentions, requests, like, a lot of the women, also just like getting to know like more women around has been really nice. And just knowing that you're not alone in these 40 days.
Yeah.
Because in the joys and trials, I think it's important to share in that.
Absolutely.
So yeah, it's been really special. Like, that's something new. We didn't have that last year. And it's been good, I think. Because every Saturday, the challenge is a walk. So
I like that.
The amount of, if it's day six, it's 6 minute of walking, for example. And so I was hoping that one day we could connect through WhatsApp and say like, hey, I'm going for a walk here if anyone wants to join.
Yeah.
To just really have that community feel as well, not just through social media.
Yeah, I have done that before, like on I don't know whether you could do it with your app, but like a live video and everyone can see where, like, because you'll be walking in the snow and we're walking you know, at the beach and that's what it was really fun because you have to get the right time because you're probably, you don't want to walk in the snow at midnight and we don't want to walk you know around here at midnight, but wherever they were, if they could join and just see that here is this woman on the other side of the world, she's doing the same thing as you, and it's just that knowing that you're never alone, especially when you're doing hard things.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you could try that. Do video. I don't even know what it was. It was like breakout rooms and okay. It was video.
Yeah. I've done Facebook Live before, like when, because we used to do
and can everyone walks. Else?
People can log in, but they're just like with us.
Okay, so it's yeah. just their name and yeah. the video.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, this was all, like, it was, and it was a lot of fun because you could see people walking dogs. And it was like, oh, wow, we really are a community.
Yeah. Yeah.
It made it very real. It was nice. You know, like canals and yeah. some people had just, you know, backyards. It was nice.
Yeah.
Very comforting. Anyway, there's something for you.
The universal
sisterhood.
Yeah.
Fit 40? What was it again?
Faith and fitness.
Faith and fitness? Yeah. It's got nothing to do with 40.
It does because it's Lent. So, yeah. We have different challenges, and this one is the Lenten Faith and Fitness.
Yeah.
So it's well, the 40 days.
So how can people find you?
So we have our website is probably the best way. We do have like Instagram and Facebook, but we've kind of been weaning off of it and trying to be more like face-to-face invitations and maybe asking someone else to ask a friend that would be interested. So yeah, our website is www.sweatysaints.ca.
Mm-hmm. Canadian.
And that's
well, I highly recommend it and encourage anyone out there who wants to do something extra or just to start something this Lent. It is well worth checking out.
Yeah.
Why is community so important to you? I know that I met up with you last week and you were talking about this community of young Catholics that you have become, that have become quite a big part of your life.
Yeah.
Why community? I know we were talking about not being alone, and how has it helped you in your faith life?
Yeah, I guess, well, I have a big family to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the youngest of six, and I think we've all been into sports, but they're all team related. And so I think that's been a big part of my own journey was even going off to university, I've always been surrounded by people. And I see the importance of being surrounded by like-minded people as well. Now that it's been, I guess, 2 years since we've moved into this new town. Well, I've moved into this new town. My husband lived there before. And this community that we have there at our parish, at our church, has just been really uplifting. And having people to talk to you about Christ and challenging you in new ways, whether it's in the garden or with your kids. I think everything that we do have in common is our love and our desire to become as holy as like we ought to be. And I think that's what I find motivating. Mm. It's easy to be, I guess, in a slump and want to be on your own and do your own way. And I think a lot of our today's society is like all about you, and I can do it by myself, and I'm supposed to do it on myself, and I still struggle with that a little bit, especially as being a mom. It's like, no, I'm supposed to be able to do this on my own, and it's so not true. Like,
yeah, it's very isolating.
Yeah, and even in scripture, I forget the exact passage, but the triple braided cord, you know, like if we stand alone, like we won't be able to withstand things. And I think it all comes back down to scripture every time. And even in through this Lenten challenge, we like the reflections and meditations are all based on the truth, which is scripture, the catechism of the Catholic Church, and the commentaries from the Dedicate Bible that I have. And so it's easy to like overcomplicate things, like I said before, but really it's like go back to the basics. And that's something that I've learned to appreciate.
What was the Bible?
It's called Dedicate. It's I would say Didache. It's D-I-D-A-C-H-E.
I think a lot of show notes.
Yeah, sure.
D-I-D-A-C-H-E. Okay.
I think a lot of priests use it.
Okay.
But I've been finding it really helpful. It was a missionary from Peru who had one, and I was like, this is amazing. I need this.
Uh-huh.
Just because it refers to the catechism
of
the Catholic Church. And just like, it's so nice having the footnotes.
Yeah, I love footnotes.
Like, I don't understand this. And I don't want to interpret things my own way.
Yeah.
And that's,
yeah,
I think that can be
dangerous
as well, right?
Yeah.
Even if you have good intentions.
Yeah.
And so that's why it's good to just the spiritual basics.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And bringing that back. So.
Now, there is another aspect of your daily prayer in throughout Lent, and it was something that really was the clencher for me. I thought, okay, I've got to reach out to Ali, because this is God. There are no coincidences with God. They're always God incidences.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the fact that you prayed the unity prayer. And that's a prayer that has been on my heart for the last 6 months, when a stranger came and gave me a copy of it. And I thought, oh, she's praying that as well. Oh, my goodness. Could you explain what the unity prayer is to the listeners?
Yeah, sure. I honestly don't know much about it either. But it's the way it happened and came into my life. Last fall, there were a couple women that started, it's called St. Malo is the area, Grotto Theatre Ministries.
St. Malo?
Yeah, is the area, the town.
Oh, okay. So it's not a real saint.
No, it's a town, St. Malo.
Okay. Yeah. I'm thinking, I've never heard.
But there's a grotto in St. Malo, and she felt called, or there's a couple, two of those women felt called to begin a theater ministry, and it was about Our Lady of Sorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And in this play, well, they asked us, me, my husband, and Dino was smaller at that time, probably around 5.
Ali's baby.
Yeah, my little baby. We got asked to be the Holy Family. And through that, it was just such an amazing, amazing experience. There's another family, a young family, that were a part of this play, and they introduced this prayer, this unity prayer.
Mm.
And they had just been on a retreat in the States, which is the Flame of Love.
Mm.
I forget the actual, I think it was Flame of Love Conference. Mm. They had just came back
the book.
From.
So a listener sent me
the
book.
Okay, there you go.
I have it.
And I forget the name of the priest, but he had been showing up a lot on my YouTube as well. And I think he's the one that, don't quote me, do your own research as well. But I know that when they showed this prayer, it was something that they actually brought back cards.
Yeah.
Like the same one that I show on the video. And they handed them out, and they were just telling us how important this prayer is. And so
an exorcist.
This priest,
yes.
I wish I could remember his name.
But yeah. It's not
I have Father Richard, but it's totally not that.
Not at Chris Ayla.
No. I don't know.
I can't remember. I'll put it all in the show notes. We're hopeless. Do your research. Actually, yeah. It's for you to go looking.
Yeah. I also like through the, because I send daily emails and the videos, and I send people the link. But if you're joining us a bit later, you might have missed out on that. But that's all right. Flameoflove.org. Just Google it.
Yeah, what I'm doing right now.
Yeah. So when this family introduces this prayer, I'm like, oh, this is really beautiful. And it's the priest, from what I understood, the priest had Jesus tell him that this prayer would blind Satan. And he's been using it as an exorcist prayer, and how it's been, it's been blinding Satan that way. And it's a very simple prayer. It's very beautiful. And I had kind of like tucked it away, this card, in my Bible, probably in one of the pages. And when I was praying about this new program, I've been using like the similar reflections, like kind of the core of the program that I used last year for this year. But I felt called to do it a bit differently. And the reason why, I guess, was to include this unity prayer. I originally was just going to put it as like one morning prayer for one of the days. And then it was like, no, I think I'm called to do this every morning.
Yeah. Well, it's...
And why not? Like, if it's blinding Satan, why wouldn't we want to start off our day?
Blinding him.
Yeah. With doing exactly that.
Yeah.
And so that's how it came about in my life. And I just felt called to do it. And one of my friends who... Oh, yes, Father James
Blount.
Yes.
Yeah.
Father James Blunt.
Yeah, he's got an amazing head of white hair.
He's very animated. Yeah, as well.
Oh. He's very distinguishable.
So many good stories as well if you look him up.
Yeah.
But that prayer specifically came through, I guess, one of his experiences. And yeah, so what the lady who was a big part of starting the play, we're still in very good contact, and she's been called to start another play about the way of the cross, and we're hoping to do it. I'm saying we because she's asked me to be part of it again, but we'll see. I still need to talk to my husband about it. They're going to be doing it in the end of April, beginning of May, I think. Yeah, in May. So, and she's texted me, hey, do you mind praying this prayer, this unity prayer, just for what's coming up next with with this new play? And I was like, oh, funny enough, you have no idea. But you'll be receiving, because she signed up as well, I'm like, you'll be receiving this prayer daily as well. So it's when you told me about how this prayer came up into your life.
Yeah, well, that was surprised. What I thought when I heard it. I thought, oh my gosh, she's praying that prayer too. We've got to connect. This has to connect.
Yeah, so.
Well, should we, before we end, I thought we could pray the prayer.
Sure, that sounds amazing.
But should I ask you what brought you joy first? I think so.
Sure.
Yeah. So what's brought you joy this week, Ali?
There's too many things.
Have a few things.
Yeah, okay, a few. I've been grateful just for this experience, being able to come back out to Australia. It's been a second home for me since I'm 5. And
so how old you were when you first came?
Yeah, I used to have your accent.
Did you?
Yeah.
How funny.
I had learned English here because I only knew French at the time. But yeah, just super grateful that my husband allowed me to come out here with his sweet baby girl as well, and just being able to spend quality time with my sister and her family who live here.
Lovely.
It's just been a huge joy for me.
Yes.
Yeah, it's definitely bittersweet tomorrow leaving. It's like, I'm excited to go back and see my husband and be back in our community. And it's so different now. I used to travel here by myself, and it's different when you're called into a vocation and leaving it.
I know.
So, yeah, that's being here has been a joy. Yeah,
it's been a joy.
Sunshine.
Yeah, that's right. Heat, warmth. Oh, yeah. Do you know the Unity Prayer off by heart because the internet's
playing? No, I don't. But I do have it here, I think.
Okay, good. Yeah. Actually, no, I did take a photo of it just before when I had it in case. So there you go. I was. What's brought me joy? I had a lovely, lovely dinner on Saturday night with some women that helped me run a retreat in Queensland. Mm-hmm. They came down because they were dropping some children off for the beginning of the academic year.
Mm-hmm.
And they came over for dinner and we had a blast. It was so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
And there's that community again. If you don't have a community of faithful people in your life, pray for it, because mm-hmm. he gives them to you. He sends them. These ones are from Queensland.
Yeah.
And I was just saying to them the other day, I feel like I've known you my entire life.
It's so crazy when that
happens. Isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like one of them was saying something and I thought, oh, I didn't know you then. How's that? Like, oh, that's right. I've only known you for the last 12 months.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He puts people in your way for you.
He's
that kind and that considerate and that intentional that he can put someone from Canada in my path to help me grow in my faith.
Mm.
He's such a beautiful father.
Yeah, he is. And that's the whole thing with this challenge as well. It was like, my prayer was like, well, I'm not doing this, like, as much as I want to bring other people closer to Christ, like, I know that he's using me to do this, to be closer to him.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just need to leave that in his hands to do the rest of the work of bringing other people closer to him and just using me as an instrument. And so, yeah.
He does that so well. We just have to let him.
Yeah. The reminder of that is necessary.
Yeah. Well, it has been a joy seeing you in the flesh.
Mm.
And now I won't have to say goodbye because you'll be in my ears and in my sight for the next 35 days.
That's so funny you say that. Just a couple of days ago, I told Nick how She said something, oh, my cousin said my voice is really soothing.
It is very soothing.
I found it so hilarious because growing up, I didn't like hearing my voice on videos. And I'm like, oh, it's so funny how God uses like our insecurities.
Yeah.
And it's like, here you go.
Yeah. I'm the same.
Yeah.
But I refuse to listen to anything that I've done because I don't like hearing it. And here I am talking on silly podcasts.
Yeah. I get it.
All right. Let's pray, shall we?
Let's.
I'm going to get you to say it because your voice is so soothing.
Oh, okay. All right. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. My adorable Jesus, may our feet journey together. May our hands gather in unity. May our hearts beat in unison. May our souls be in harmony. May our thoughts be as one. May our ears listen to the silence together. May our glances profoundly penetrate each other. May our lips pray together to gain mercy from the Eternal Father. Amen. O Blessed Lady, spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity.
Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Have a lovely day.
Thanks.
Hi friends, just a quick note. Ali did some research into the Unity Prayer after we recorded this episode. If you want to stick around, you'll hear what she discovered. But I really hope this episode has inspired you to pick up what's left of Lent and forge on ahead. Enjoy your day.
So I really didn't know much about this Unity Prayer, except for feeling called to add it in the daily prayer for the Lenten challenge. And so now I know the origin of the prayer actually derives from the diary of Elizabeth Kindleman. So during the years going from 1961 to 1983, this woman received heavenly messages. Jesus and the Virgin Mary had addressed her with internal locutions, words which she heard clearly in her soul. So these messages, including the Unity Prayer, are recorded in her spiritual diary and offer all who read and reflect on the writings like really deep insights into the true value of suffering. I'm still learning more about this, and I would just highly recommend anyone listening to also do their own research on this flame of love. You could head to their website, which is flameoflove.us.